Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Voter turnout could hit a record low today for the primary vote here in California. This comes even though people have the option now of voting at home. Yeah, comfort of sitting on your couch and doing it weeks before Election Day and simply mailing in the ballot. With us now live to talk a little bit more about this, political analyst Louis DeCipio from UC Irvine. Louis, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
First of all, can you put your finger on it? What's leading to such low interest in this primary election?
Well, I don't think it's unique to this primary election. California has made the decision over the last several presidential elections to have its primary earlier and earlier. We've joined the Super Tuesday primary state. So, you know, the general election's 6 months in the future. We also have a pretty non-competitive race at the top of the ticket for both parties. So that discourages participation even further. I think, you know, despite the fact that we've made voting a little bit easier, we haven't raised the interest in voting enough to get a lot of people involved.
Yeah, I was going to touch on that. We talked about the fact that it's much easier to vote now. Does that surprise you that it's been made so much easier to vote that people just simply don't want to do it?
Well, I think we've seen the benefit of making it easier in general elections, where turnout has gone up in the last couple of cycles. So the ease definitely pays off. It's just that interest dynamic isn't there in this election because, you know, a lot of places just don't have any races where the votes make that big a difference.
Are people more cynical now, thinking their vote simply doesn't matter?
I'm not so sure. I mean, maybe in a primary like this, where, as I say, at the top of the ticket, there isn't a lot of doubt about who's going to get the nominations. But I think, you know, people understand the importance of their vote. They may not understand the importance in a primary where they're sort of making an initial step towards what will have to be a final step in November.
Yeah, you've got the presidential election. Of course, you've got many different ballot issues. A big vote here in California is the Senate race to replace Dianne Feinstein. Are you surprised that the Senate race in California isn't generating more local interest?
You know, I think it's generating a lot of interest in among those that are politically engaged. It's rare that you have a race like this where you have three and perhaps four candidates who are seriously competing for the office. Certainly in California Senate races, we haven't had that in a long time. So I think people are paying attention to the race, but those sort of less engaged voters that tend to sit out primaries haven't been brought in by the Senate race, despite its real importance.
We're speaking with Louis DeCipio from UC Irvine. Louis, I asked this question of our last guest. I'll throw it at you as well. When it comes to voter turnout, can something be done? People have talked about this, you know, giving people the day off on Election Day or maybe having it on a weekend. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, I think both of those things would help considerably. I think it might also help if we collapsed the nation's primaries into a handful of days, maybe one Tuesday each month, you know, beginning in February and going through May or something like that, so that people felt they were more part of a national process. But I think, you know, there's a lot of evidence that the things that we have done, the mail-in ballots, the early voting centers, those do really help people in general elections get more involved. And over time, that may spill into the primary elections as well.
Someone like Donald Trump, no matter where you stand, people say he's very polarizing. Will he drive up voter turnout come November, either because people want to vote against him or people who want to vote for him?
I think we've seen evidence of that in the last couple of elections, not just the presidential races where he's run, but also the congressional races when he was president and then after he had left office. He has a unique ability to mobilize his own supporters and to mobilize those who are opposed to him. And that's why we saw the highest turnout ever in a presidential race in the 2020 presidential race.
All right, political analyst Louis DeCipio from UC Irvine. Louis, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.